Good morning, KMC. It's Airman Aiden Worley, a.k.a. DJ Squirrely, here to make your Monday morning magical. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the week. Temperatures are 65 degrees, a bit over in Kaiserslautern and in Baumholder, with a high of close to 90 today. It's getting nice and warm, partly cloudy. The exchange rate is 83 euro cents to the US dollar, and traffic is looking clear right now, but we are still seeing that construction going on the 62 north, just a few minutes from where it crosses the 6. It's always going to be backing up for quite a bit. Please keep that in mind. It's going to be continuing on for quite some time, so if you're tired of it already, it might be time to find a detour if you haven't already. If you see something that I may have missed, you can always head on over to the KMC Traffic by AFN Facebook page. It's made for the community, by the community. Again, happy Monday. Welcome back. It is Monday, and you know, every weekend I like to watch some new movie, some new thing. We're going to be talking a little bit about a very exciting movie that I actually have been wanting to watch for a long time that I finally got around to just last night, actually. And it's a great movie all about nature versus man and how it all works together. Stay tuned. Early's weekend watch. I'm titling it now. Copyrighted everything. This is what we're doing every Monday. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the movies that I watched. And starting today, I didn't watch a lot last weekend, but I did watch a very iconic movie. Definitely not a lot of people know about it, but in the same sense, if you're in the right communities, everyone knows about it. It's an interesting, you know, little spot right there. It's because it's an anime movie, I will say. But it's a really, really, really good anime movie called Princess Mononoke. It was amazing. I watched it. It's by Studio Ghibli. So if you know what that is, it's like an iconic studio from Japan that makes amazing movies all about all sorts of amazing topics. This one was kind of focusing on the man versus nature dilemma and how, you know, maybe it shouldn't be viewed as a versus sort of thing, like someone needs to come out on top, but we need to figure out a way to sort of like live in harmony with it. It was a very amazing story. It was very beautiful. And honestly, there's just a lot going on there that was amazing to watch. If you're into animated movies and stuff like that, hey, check out Rammstein's library or Vogelway library too. They have lots of movies. They got also lots of books, lots of amazing comics as well, graphic novels. Anything you could ask for, I guarantee you that they can provide in some type of way. But again, an amazing movie. If you don't know about Studio Ghibli, definitely try it out. Figure out something, because I guarantee you you're gonna like what they have, at least something, one of their movies you'll love.
I need another story, I'll help you slow it down.
That was Slow It Down by Benson Boone. Now, I don't know if this has been happening with you guys, or maybe you understand it more than I do, but I have been seeing so much Benson Boone hate, I don't understand it. I don't listen to pop music that much, so maybe that's on me. Maybe I just don't get it, you know? And maybe I'm just not in the scene. Maybe, I don't know, some drama might have happened. I might just be ignorant to that. And honestly, I'm probably going to need Dom, if you don't know him, over at the Algorithm AFN. If you haven't listened to him already, he's an amazing show. You can tune in on AFN Go, or you can just tune into 105.1. The Eagle, of course, comes on, and he's going to be on it about 3-ish hours. So if you want to be a little bit more updated on pop culture, he's your guy. Me? I don't know. I just see people hate about Benson Boone online, and I'm like, I don't know where this comes from, because frankly, I don't think he sounds much different from other pop artists. I'm sorry if that was something crazy to say, but like, I don't know. I just don't get it. I saw people comparing him to like Harry Styles and saying he was like the worst version of Harry Styles, and I don't get it. I don't understand. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. I like it that way. I like not knowing about pop culture. I like kind of like staying away from that, because oftentimes it just ends up in hating people who are just more famous than me. So, I mean, I don't know. Why would I don't find a lot of passion in it. Because, I mean, I don't know. It's just a lot to deal, you know. I have enough dealing with in my own life. I don't want to deal with anything with Benson Boone's life, you know. He's got his own thing. He's got crumble cookies and whatever. So, I mean, is it really my place to judge? Before we get into our weather report for the morning, I want to get the attention of all my E1 through E6 military families. If you're interested on base housing, that's right. KMC Housing Office is hosting an open house on the Vogelway Housing Installation Wednesday, July 9th. Be there. If you want to find out a little bit more, email kmchousing@us.af.mil.
It's over, young, dumb, broke high school kids.
Fortnite now owes players, more accurately, parents of players, $126 million. A settlement was actually just reached involving, it was called unwanted purchases. So essentially, parents of children would be paying for Fortnite skins or what have you that they didn't know about. I guess kids just decided to just spend money on those V-Bucks just for fun. And then, and now I guess a settlement has been reached to refund that money back to the families that were, affected, I guess is the right word for that. Now, this is, Total Federal Trade Commission. This is not the first time that they've had this happen. In total now, they have basically refunded or, in settlements, they've refunded $200 million. Which is crazy that it happens more than once, that it's been happening, as in it's presently still going on. So this is your reminder, please keep a close eye on your money. Make sure you're budgeting correctly, make sure that you're keeping track of where your money's going, how's it being spent, what's it doing, making sure you're looking for those unwanted purchases. There's a lot of things that go on, there's a lot of things that happen everywhere, and if you think it's just your kids that can do it, that you might not be, you know, so silly as to spend money on something that you don't want, that is not true. It happens to the best of us. It happens all the time. I hear so many stories about Europe and about these crazy card reader things, and there's lots of things to keep in mind. If you need a little bit help on understanding how to spend your money, how to budget yourself, some good habits, hey, there's a financial readiness office. You can find out a little bit more at 86fss.com. They'll help you out. They'll figure everything out with you. Morning. The time is 6:52 in the morning. Temperatures are 70 degrees in Kaiserslautern and a bomb holder with a high of 90 today. It's going to get kind of warm. The exchange rate is 83 euro cents to the US dollar. Traffic is still pretty clear. We're not quite that rush hour just yet, but I'm sure it's going to start building up soon. We're just seeing a little bit of something going on at Ramstein's Westgate, and then, of course, the traffic on the 62 north, just a few minutes from where it crosses the 6. Lots of construction there. It's going to be going on for quite some time. So if you haven't found a detour already, now would be a great time to do so. If you see something that I may have missed, you can head on over to the KMC Traffic by AFN Facebook page. It's made for the community, by the community. It's, again, an amazing place to really figure out all things traffic going on in the KMC. Hey, we're wrapping up this hour of your morning magic, but there's plenty more to come. Really soon, we'll be having a game show, Chance to Win Big. Make sure you're staying tuned. Nice to meet you, where you've been, and I'll write your name. 5 seconds of summer coming up real soon, and then after that we're going into our news and sports from the States.
Some days you're the only thing I know.